Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders and Kathy Cook with my daughter Ashley Lee Grooms. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
And
sorry.
What have we been doing this evening?
I'm taking a brain teaser test.
Yeah? And what did you take before that?
What was the name of it? I can't remember.
It was talking about your right brain and left brain, and we got started on something, didn't we?
Yeah, you got me hooked.
I know. And you were right-brained like your mother, huh?
Very much so.
It goes to show you why I'm so right-brained. I am so right-brained, I don't even have any left brain in me. Did you read my report?
Yeah, that's very much you. Very much.
It was talking about... I just want to tell the listening audience about this, that it said that right-brained means that the right sphere dominates over the left. And what I gathered was it says typically right-brained individuals like me are creative, imaginative, and particularly in tuned to their surroundings, whether catching the nuisance of music, discerning artistic elements, and notice battle relationships between different forms. We know this because researchers noticed increasing activity in the right sphere of the brain in the individual hooked up to monitors when they play music and ask them to complete a task involving spattle relationships. In addition to isolating the ways in which your brain processes information, your right brain also controls the left side of your body, which I'm so left-handed, am I not, Ashley, that I can't even hold anything hardly with my right hand.
That is right. That's very right.
And also, I'm like almost just, my right side of my body just, y'all laugh at me all the time about it. You're strongly right brain. It says I'm strongly right-brained. You will find that you tend to be left-handed, and that the skills with the right hand, if a right-handed person, you'll be taught how to complete certain tasks. They tried to teach me right-handed, and I couldn't do it. Right-brained people tend to have seem to be messier than others. No, I'm not messy.
No, not at all. None. You're messy to other people, but you're very organized to yourself.
I know. It's like, don't touch my piles.
I have little, organized.
Oh, I have piles everywhere, don't I?
Yeah, but so does Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew does, too. That's the fireman's son. It says, it's not always you're necessarily disorganized. It's just you are likely to have a different system in an organization by theme and subject and color. That is so true. Like my color-coded ink pens that I write in, right?
That's how you, basically, where a normal person would start a new paragraph, you continue on in the same paragraph but in a different color, which means that's the way you break up your, on paper, it would look like one piece of paper, like with writing on each line, with no break in the paragraph, like no break for paragraph. But you would use a different color pen instead of breaking for paragraph. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and also I write with little short, quick little sentences, you know, and then if I'm writing an email, I'll just fit them real short and, you know, and no periods or anything, capitalization. Straight alphabetization, rigid orders of folders, it says. You probably have willingness to entertain experimental treatments, like Eastern philosophies, more so than others. That's true. Everybody thought I was weird in the family when I went to the Seneca Reservation, did yoga, and all the philosophies that meshed in with the right brain strength. Because I so believe in all that. Things and taking things in the whole instead of focusing on a daily agenda. That's true.
Very much so.
through thinking logically might be something you have to do sometimes, you are good at a stream of conscious thinking and make tangible judgments, jumps on logic or reasoning. Like I see the whole forest instead of just focusing in on one tree. I am more intuitive than many. Remember when we used to practice and I'd tell you what color ink pen you were writing with and what sentence you were writing with when you were in the fourth grade?
Yes.
Or I'd be at the grocery store and you'd say, bring home butter, and I'd bring home butter and you'd say, that's what I was telling you to do.
Yes. I said, I remember.
Yeah, we used to practice that all the time. And when I think that's really good that we did that, but now you don't like to do it. And when it comes to pleasure reading, I'm stronger preferences in creative and fiction writing than more than nonfiction. That's so true. You were right-brained on this test too, though. So on the most part, the thinking more in terms of symbolism and abstraction instead of things more practical and straightforward. That's why my drawings are so three-dimensional, and you have to veer through them to see all the things that are inside, that are inside, that are inside, that are inside. I bet my drawings drive y'all crazy.
They're just confusing sometimes.
But I see so inside of them, because I draw pictures of people's faces inside of the leaves and things. You said I was way before my time, though, anyway, so that you know.
Yeah.
So what did you do on the test, on your right brain test?
What now?
What did you do on your right brain test? Because this says that you look at the situation in a series of counterparts, component parts, at times. Like subjective more so than objective. Were you that way?
Let me read it. I don't know how to read it. It's gone now.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Backspace.
No, because I had to start that stupid brain teaser test over. Made me so mad.
Give me an example of that one that you were asking me the question of trying to cheat because you were asking about Sky and what they're give an example of that brain teaser test. These are really good because they help with the brain.
Let's see. Let me get to
Ashley, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. If you type in Bright Lights Pathfinders in your internet, BRIGHTLIGHTSPATHFINDERS, if you type that in your Google or Yahoo and go to where it says Bright Lights Pathfinders Originals, you can see the test that we're talking about. It says Bright Lights Pathfinders Originals. And then that'll tell you about it'll give you intuitive consulting and all that kind of stuff. It'll give you chakras, about your chakras. It'll give you about your auras. It'll give you about your brain. The reason what I'm trying to get at in this whole situation is it'll help you understand how and why you act the way you do. Right, Ashley?
Very much so.
The last one.
I'll read that question.
Oh, yeah, please do.
It's confusing. Five of Susie's friends came to her party. Sky arrived before Sarah. Ken arrived 30 minutes before Roger. Julia after Roger, but before Sarah. Skye arrived moments before Ken. Sarah and Ken arrived at the same time. Who was the first to arrive? Very tricky.
Yes,
that
it is.
That took me about 10 minutes to figure out.
And if you don't actively listen, then you'll never get the answer. If you don't actively pay attention to what people say and jump to conclusions before you answer.
My first thought was Skye also, like you did. But
yeah, because she was first in line.
Well, not because she was first in line, because she was only mentioned, she was mentioned at first, but then, you know, she arrives moments before Ken, and then it says, you know, Ken arrived 30 minutes after Roger, so you would assume that she would be first, but
that's
she only
true.
Arrived, he only, anyway, it's confusing, but.
I want to tell you, actually, guess who's going to be the guest after you?
Who?
And the listeners that are listening to BBS Radio, the bone reader that was on before with me.
That Margo.
Miss Margo, that's a friend of Kim's, you know, Medicine Walker and Tracy, Bear Dragon Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't make it until 25 after because she had a client she was reading. So I appreciate you filling in, and we were just happened to be doing these tests, and it just happened to be time for the show because, you know, I never, ever prepare for a show.
That's very true.
And so the last test I took was on my psychic abilities, which I'm preconditioned or whatever. And that was... it means the uncanny ability to see into the future and ahead of time and go into things that are going to happen. You might, for instance, simply just know that things are going to be and get the job done before the interview, even before a certainty of exceeds and what expects, and simply just know the fact of the situation. Like some dreaded sense of the evening that someone's going to have a flat tire on the way home, just hunches that it, and... Some people are easily to ignore those, especially, and quite often lead to something true in a prediction that's going to happen. The prediction can also be generated into a positive outcome by speaking it into truth. And this is your talent, and that you're able to distinguish between fantasy of the future and the reality of what's going to happen before they actually happen. And then it said that I had retro condition, the ability to know what's happened in the past, clairvoyance, the ability to see into the unknown, remote viewing, the ability to see the physical objects in the distance, and telepathic, the ability to tune into others' thoughts. That was what I was taking right before the show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I still have 10 more questions on the brain teaser test.
I have paused my test for now.
Well, I can't do both at the same time because it's stupid. Well, it's not a stupid test. It's actually very interesting and fun, but it requires so much focus, and I can't focus on both at the same time because I'm right-brained.
You are right-brained. You are with your mother's.
I bet Jason's the only left-brained person.
Jason's ambidextrous, remember? He uses both hands, so he's probably balanced-brained.
That
only 50% are balanced brained. 30% are right brained. 5% are Kendrick spirit brained, and that is mostly children. But most people are left brained. They're very cognitive, like anal cognitive, and, you know, very. I bet Jason is left brained. You're right. He's very structured. It says that most right-brained people are auditory. You have to speak to them what they're knowing. Like when I do readings and such, I don't like to see the person or know anything about them. I want to just turn my back. Like when I have people over at the house,
mm-hmm.
I'll turn my back or not see them in the room or anything.
Well, it's like at work, we have to take, it's called the MDS. Test, and it's a personality test, and you answer all these random questions. And when I originally took it, I was like, okay, these are all like trick questions, because they're asked over and over again, but in a different form and worded very differently. So I was like, you know, and I tried to pay attention to all the questions and answer them as honestly as possible because I knew that the outcome would be very interesting. So I did, and I think it was like 100 questions of just like, do you think you're attractive? Do you think you, you know, like different, just random questions that deal around your personality. And when I get my results back, I didn't realize, but they're used to go on a chart. And you're one of four colors, and depending on where your highest point is what your color is. So there's direct, which is red, blue, which is pace, green, which is extrovert, and yellow, which is structured.
Oh, you're yellow.
Yeah, very.
I know you're
but
yellow.
There's a main line in this grid on your name tag, and it's made up of all these, you know, just it's a grid, and then there's a solid darker line that breaks the middle of the grid, and everything of mine is above the line except for my D, which is my direct, my red, because I'm not a very direct person.
Mm-hmm.
But my green and my yellow are almost identical. I mean, my yellow may be just a hair above my green. Green is extrovert, which means very, very, very talkative, very outgoing, laid-back personality, never meets a stranger kind of person.
Oh, that's a sane one.
Not me. But see, Colin is very opposite from me, which is really cool, except for he is a green. So he's very talkative.
And y'all
work to stranger. But his D is very high, his S for structure is very low, and his P is very low for pace. Colin has a very, very short fuse. He will tell you like it comes. There is no beating around the bush. He's going to tell you like it is no matter what. Whereas me, I'm the exact opposite.
What? Wow.
That's really neat.
Tell them where you work so that they can understand the high end of the job atmosphere that you have or what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I work for the Hendrick Automotive Group, and that's something that no matter what dealership or motorsports, anything that has to do with the Hendrick Automotive Group has this particular test, and everybody has their colors. And it's really neat to see other people's name tags because you have these lines. It looks similar to like, you know,
like your personality.
Well, yeah, and it tells a lot about the person. So, like, I enjoy looking at people's name tags to see what type of person they show to be.
That's interesting because it also helps you know how to deal with that person on a level, you know, as a coworker. And also to know when y'all were changing your jobs.
Oh.
Not long ago.
Come here. I'm sorry. I had to yell for Colin.
Okay. But,
there's a big furry brown spider downstairs.
Oh,
he's
no.
Get it.
Ew.
Come here.
I just would take him outside. Don't kill him.
No,
but
it's big.
What,
it's nasty.
What is, well, I'm going to change the subject a second. What is the deal with the cars and the gas and the, is there any such thing as an air traveling car that travels
yeah,
on?
Yeah, there's a hybrid.
What is going on with that?
Hybrid. It's electric.
Well, now you were telling me that you were going to test the car that tells the car before it wrecks and all that stuff. That the car automatically goes into park and everything before it knows it's going to wreck.
I know. It doesn't go into park. It basically locks your brakes, tightens your seatbelt, and prepares you for a collision.
That's amazing.
Mm-mm-mm. The technology today is retarded.
Well, actually, I appreciate being on the show, And we're going to call Miss Margot. The bone reader is up next. And so we're
All right.
Thank you. I love you more.
Love you the most.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders. We'll be back in just a moment with the bone reader. And we're on for a break. Hello, we're back on the air with Miss Margot, the bone reader. Hello, Miss Margot.
Hello, hello. How's everyone today? And how are you, Miss Kathy?
I'm doing just wonderful, thank you. Welcome to the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. We missed you.
Well, thank you. I miss everyone, too. I thank you for welcoming me back and everything. Been busy working on the expo and traveling and doing all that good stuff, going to Indiana this weekend and spreading the word of love and all that good stuff.
Oh, man, I feel it coming through. It always comes through with you, girl.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So how was your reading this evening? You did some appointments with some readings, I understand.
Yes, and I'm
a bit late on the show.
Yes, all my energy is good and clear for anybody who's wants to call in and take any calls and have a couple of questions about anything.
Okay, would you like to do a round robin or would you like to jump right on in and do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to give the call-in numbers. The call-in numbers are 877-876-5227. USA and Canada numbers are 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And we're ready to have you on the air.
So, Miss Kathy, while we are waiting, you've been going through some quite changes and everything. I know the solstice is coming up and equinox and all that good stuff, and everyone's clearing their voices, I should say, and, you know, with the presidential changing and, of course, out here in Michigan, we have good news with the Red Wings winning. So that's all good.
Well, my heart's doing its little pitter-patter ticky-tack.
Yeah.
In a big way. This little pacemaker's on its way in. But that's okay. I welcome it.
It'll just help your heart keep pumping.
Yes, that's right. It's up to like 185 tonight, but that's all right. I'm just a-ticking.
And you know, you've been doing your more meditations and stuff to try to get yourself centered.
Oh, yeah. I meditated for like 6 hours today. And yesterday and the day before, I meditated. I had some people that were helping me as well, sending me a lot of good energies. And it doesn't get me down, but I get real, real extremely short with, you know, just all of a sudden I just go, ah, you know, my adrenaline pumps really high.
Right.
It's almost like I'm jumping off of a cliff sometimes. But that's all right, because I know when it's going to happen, I can feel it in my body.
Yeah, I hold a meditation drumming circle at my house, and it's called Walking with the White Buffalo. And I've had actually two people say how it's lowered their blood pressure and helped them recenter in their life. And it's just as a person on a diet and everything, it's always good to have other people around you when you are in meditation. You don't always have to do it alone. And having more energy to pray for you and the process what one another is going through.
Can you hear it?
Can I hear your heart?
I put it up to my heartbeat.
Did you? No, I didn't hear it.
I know you can't. I can hear it through it, though. Oh, isn't that
so
funny?
Are you going to be able to come up to the World of One Expo?
When is it?
It's June 28th and 29th. It is the second year. We should have close to almost 100 vendors.
Yeah,
we have belly dancers coming.
I said, when is it for the active listeners?
What was that?
I said, when is it for the active listeners?
Yeah, and June 28th and 29th. It's a whole weekend. We have, like I said, belly dancers. I have Wynn Feather Green, who is going to be doing the shaw, or known as the butterfly dance, the healing dance. She does also the traditional dance with her regalia on, and I have metaphysical people that are speaking about tarot cards and their books, and just a wonderful weekend for your body, mind, and soul.
Isn't that special?
Yeah.
That is just awesome. Wow.
Well, yeah, it's a big undertaking.
Well, Miss Margot, while we're waiting, would you like to give me a little reading?
Yeah, let's see.
Or someone in BBS a little reading?
Yeah, let's see what's going on with you, since you've been up and down and everything.
It shows
me that you have the Five of Buffaloes. The Five of Buffaloes represents the storm is passing through. It shows me the two of Buffaloes also with you, is that your independency and your strength is coming out. The wolf is walking beside you as a warrior. This means to hold on to something true that you've been wanting to do, that you've been putting off, and to follow it with determination. You have a beautiful staff, like a wind walking staff. It has several feathers on it. I don't see any of the feathers disfigured or anything, or they just slightly are blowing. And this represents your clearing, you recentering yourself, knowing what stress is about you and what to release. The Five of Buffaloes is going through the winter storm, so that represents you.
Well, you know what? The five to me represents change as well, and I am going through change. I'm redoing my entire house, including taking down walls, taking down ceilings. I am taking down all that you didn't even know about. I'm having to move out of my house completely. A tree grew into the underneath of my home and went wrapped around the pipes. And my home is very special to me. My dad left it to me. And so I'm having to do everything, all the walls, all the ceilings, all the everything, reroute. But it's going to be fun. And today I made a staff with three feathers. One was from John DeBoer and his spiritual, CD is white, and then one is from a halt feather that the Seneca Reservation grandmother Twyla and Bridget cleansed with that they use on the big drum that they drum with on all the cakes that you see where they gather together all the nations.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 12-sided lodge, and it's in a stone that I took out, and then one feather is from our good friend, Medicine Walker, and I took it out of the medicine wheel to put on the staff.
Wow.
But that is just right on the money, girlfriend. I'll take a picture of it right now and show you on the phone.
That is so cool. Please send
it. It's on
so
my
neat.
Altar. Surrounded in all of my stones and cameras and a waterfall.
Mm. Yes, when you do like a lot of releasing, because I'm working actually trying to keep my house all in better order, because your home represents your temple, your body.
Uh-huh.
And my front yard, which represents probably my skin and my face, it needed some reconstruction because I am just not a green thumb gardener. But in the last couple of days, I've been trying to put my green thumb out in my front yard, and I had actually a neighbor stop me and ask me what I was doing. And they said, "Marco, what are you doing?" Because they never see me out there. They're always even gone and stuff. So I'm trying to make my house look pretty. So the next step is for me to get to back to the gym to make my body, you know, much more comfortable where I'm at.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love ice cream for you, though.
So what do you see going on with me besides just the expo?
Well, I see a move. I always see a move with you. I don't know what that is, but it's a lateral move. And I see the rhythms changing, like an ocean.
Okay.
It's like you need to bottom out and smooth out. Instead of, you don't allow yourself to come to the end of something before, like, you know how the rhythms of the ocean and the tides?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like a woman has to go all the way to the centering of the ocean, but you have like a dead man's float that you calmly and collectively get on, and you remember that survival.
Mm.
It's like maybe you're doing a lot of things at one time, all over the place.
Yes, and then I am. I think in the September time I'm going to be calming down and trying to relax more at home. Maybe that's why I'm helping.
Maybe that's your move, getting back to home. Maybe you're moving around a lot. Are you moving around a lot?
I'm always on the road and traveling. Like I said, I'm going to Indiana this weekend, and then I had to go up north to Frankenmuth, and last weekend I was in Chicago, so yes.
And I keep seeing ice cream. I love ice cream.
Girlfriend, I love you. I love it when you have dreams about me having ice cream.
I keep seeing lime sherbet's good.
Mmm.
Either it's mint ice cream. It's green, though. Keep seeing green around you. A lot of green.
It means a lot of growth and everything also.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know what the green is? It's the peacock. The peacock feathers. You know, mm-hmm. That means rises from the ashes.
Okay, yeah.
Spiritually rising from the ashes. So maybe mediumship is getting very strong with you. At the number 8 for infinity comes back to you as well.
Yes. I think you said that before, too.
Well, it's back again, girl.
Yes.
Just keep revolving around you. And also, particles. I keep seeing particles, like particles of just different pieces that you want to string together. I don't know whether it is, I say a lot when I want to find the exact words to say. It's stars. Like, it's like putting things together in a certain place and order. Making sure things are in the right categories or something. Except for making them into like a constellation, your own constellation, to make it sing, to make it be perfect in its harmony.
That sounds nice. That sounds like a lot that I am going through, so you're right. Yes, ma'am. So what else has been going on with you, though? I feel that besides change with your home front and your movement, are you having more and more business that you are doing what you want to do? And
oh, my God. It's coming out of my ears. And I had to get an entrepreneur. I love to say that word, entrepreneur. I had to get two entrepreneurs to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
because
weren't you talking about that book that lady was, that you're in?
Oh, yes. I interviewed her after I was in her book, Radio Won't You.
Mm-hmm.
She did great. She's a wonderful person. And so she's going to, Francine Silverman. She was on the show not too long ago after I did my work with her. And she's putting together a book called Radio Won't You. And she's put in Donald of BBS Radio. She put him in the acknowledgments of helping her out a lot along the way. Because he's so great. He's the master butterfly, you know.
Yes, yes.
And Seth is like the paperclip, remember? I was telling you about the paperclip that holds everything together in the place. Let me give out the toll-free numbers again. If anyone wants a reading with Margot or I or Margot, the bone reader, tell me how you read with the bones.
Yeah, and what I do is cast down animal bones and stones that are down on beaver skin, and I can pick up on people's energy, their auras. I'm a clairvoyant medium, and I'm on several radio stations, 94.9 out here in Detroit, about 5 radio stations now. And I do walkthroughs with spirit guides, cleansings, and I am Native Indian, Chippewa, and that's how I'm known as a shaman.
Okay.
And I do all my readings from there, yeah.
And then give out your webpage.
Yep. My webpage is thebonereader.com, and anybody can also reach me. If they have a few questions or anything at 877-BY-MARGO, BYMARGO, or want information about the World of One, definitely call me. Looking for vendors and participants and artisans and all that great stuff. Again, you can call me at 877-BY-MARGO, BYMARGO.
Thank you, Margo, Miss Margot.
You too.
Okay. 877-876-5227. USA and Canada number 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Balance. Miss Margot, that's right. Or balance, the word balance.
Yes, balance. My son, which is my dog, Scooter Sisley Gangsta, he won second prize this weekend, so...
Oh, wow.
I'm proud to say that my dog, who is a rescue dog, I colored, dyed him with Kool-Aid. He was blue. He went to the gay pride parade, and I was showing off his proud colors as a peacock.
There's the peacock.
So my daughter and I hung out down there, and somebody had stopped us and said that, you know, you should enter your dog, and he just won as happy as can be, $100. I'm like, he makes more money than me. So I was wondering, since you do readings, and I know you pick up on animals and everything, what do you feel? Do you feel that he was proud to be boasting around?
That's why I fell the feathers of the peacock, maybe.
Yes.
Well, you just said that, yeah.
Yes, it's
yes, he was. Mm-hmm. It was called Rises from Ashes, which means you saved him.
Yes.
There you have it. Wow, he loved it.
Yeah, he's a little cutie.
He's like, look at me, I love it. There's his star singing, putting it together all together. Yeah, that's awesome. How wonderful. Puppy's right here crying, puppy whoppy girly whirly.
What was that?
Puppy whoppy girly whirly's right beside me. She's whining because I'm not looking at her.
Now, what kind of dog do you have?
I was reading about the animals being put on show and what they felt about it just 2 days ago. And I'm writing a book right now where animals go when they die, and I'm not going to tell them anything about it on the Internet because it seems that everything I say usually gets said or done in a, some kind of way, shape, or form. This one's a secret, secret, secret.
Mm.
But I've
been
writing.
When are you planning on getting that all done now?
Huh?
When are you planning on finishing it?
It's finished. It's been finished.
Okay.
It's completely done. It's been completely done. It's in honor of Puppy Whuppy Girly Whirly. Yes, hers is. Hers really, really is the all. Hers new name is Twinkle Twinkle Long Tongue Licker Licker Labor Doll Pimento Cheese Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich Salami Bologna and Sylvania Light Bulb today. It's also in honor. That's her name. And then Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum Abby Doody Dum Minute New Time Shootily Doo the Poo Hee Hee Nip Nip in the Bud to the Pea Pie Girl Come to Mama's and Barney Burm Burm Beatrice Does Bim Bim Pretty Boy Floyd.
Wow.
Clean it, nipping the bugs to the Pea Pie Girl, come to Mama's too. and it's just a beautiful story. It's about the without and the on purpose. And how they are in charge of, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, okay. I'll wait to hear the juice.
I want it to be a surprise. It's already been accepted, and it's just a great book. In one detailed way, and it's an adult book in another detailed way. And I've done the art, and I've done the photographs.
Okay.
And so it's really great. I love it. And that's one of my projects done. And then another project that is on its way is all the writings that I've done on the Internet, I always send them by email, via email to people so they're dated, or I put them in a group so they're dated, or I put them in a poetry place so they're dated, and I like that so they're dated so that I can, and I always misspell kind of the handle. Or I'll do them in an IM, an instant messenger or something like that, mm-hmm. so they're dated and time stamped as well. And then I just print them out to the printer. So that's another way I do my books.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and then the way you can copyright to yourself, which is, they call it the poor man's copywriting, but I have my own CPA, so I just go, and I just say, send this to me, and he notarizes it, and I just certify mail it to myself so that it's already copywritten.
Yes, yes, okay. Well, I hope that me and Kim and Tracy all get one.
Yeah.
A beautiful autograph one.
Oh, you'll get the first before it's even out. Because, you know, a lot of the IMs are started with Miss Kimberly Medicine Walker and Tracy, Fair Dragon Queen. She's the one that was with me when I got back from the Seneca Reservation when Shania came. And she and Dancing Bear had a dream together, and a lot of teachings came from those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do wonderful. They, you know, and we always talk about their studio and everything, and it's just a great studio for one thing, but yes.
Dragon Horse Studios. They are on my archives if anyone ever wants to see some of their work. They're right underneath your archives.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I had to still check it out. It's time to settle down with my computer and everything.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, feelings coming near with you, and a lot of truth. You've changed into a big whole different atmosphere of yourself. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Debbie.
Jenny?
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Do you have a quick question, or do you want us to just go ahead and pick up what we're picking up on?
I do have a quick question.
Okay.
About me and my boyfriend. What do you see happening there?
Do you want to go first, Kathy? Go ahead.
Well, I believe what I'm feeling is that things aren't anything that are in much of concern, except for that it's a communication that holding things in and not allowing him to know exactly what's on your mind and heart, and also feeling that when you're not getting your needs met, they're not being told that the needs are being met. It's more like holding them in and getting a little resentment and kind of like being sensitive to where it feels like maybe that you're not able to tell him exactly what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Do you see
in fear of that it might take him away?
Well, and what I'm picking up on is that both of you guys can be really stubborn. One is that you hold the ego matriarch, which is private, personal. Both of you guys can be spit and vinegar at the same time, and at times he comes as the five of beers, just wanting to take charge. You both have been on a brave quest. This means eliminating old habits, bad scenarios. It shows me on-again, off-again relationship also, and that cycle is ending.
Cycle's ending how? Like we're breaking up or getting onto a better level or...
Yeah, it shows me to a better level. Yeah, when the brave quest is, usually a brave quest takes about a year. So it shows me that you guys are starting to learn how to shed the skin to open up. And like how Kathy said that, you know, you guys are, your communications, both of you guys stop all of a sudden and stop communicating.
In fear of it's going to bother the relationship more.
That is so true. Do you see us in the future together, like living together or marriage or anything like that?
I see the number three around her. What about you, Margot?
Yep, the same. And also that the inner power, that you have always done all the changes, and that he will come up as the wolf, higher strength around you, that he'll come through, he'll perseverance through.
I also see the spotted owl around her.
Mm. The old habits again.
Mm-hmm. Like when things get back okay, then something from the childhood issues or something that you're trying to fix with your father kind of like comes up is what I keep seeing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
So how long
have you guys been together now?
3 years of September.
Oh, that's why she got the three also.
Okay.
Yep, the number three, yep.
So is there a possibility of marriage or?
I still see commitment. I just see that it's like how Kathy and I said it's about 3 years. You guys are both learning how, and both of you guys can be very stubborn. The quest is ending. It shows me within 1 year that either engagement or something that's coming up. Kathy, what do you feel about that?
I saw two different rings, two of them.
Okay.
I saw one being pulled off and one being put on.
Mm. A ring?
Were you married before?
Actually, I'm going through a divorce right now.
Okay.
One being pulled off and one being put on.
Yep.
Wow, you guys are amazing.
Well
thank you.
Yeah.
Sit together.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay, I guess I have some legal troubles that I'm very worried about. Trying to stay strong through it all. I'm just wondering if there's going to be a good outcome to that or a struggle through it. Or
it shows me a couple of things that might be coming up as a delay.
I didn't see them as troubles either.
Yeah. It just shows me a delay. It shows me it's prolonged. A new life is going to be beginning after that. It shows me that you may have to take charge or go reroute it in a different way, bring up more either documents or have written letters or more certification around you for everything to be correct.
Character witnesses. Character.
Yeah.
I see a character witness. I also saw that when she said that, I saw an ice cream cone that fell off. And she caught the ice cream before it fell off to the ground, and she put it back on top. So it's almost like things got melted, and then they got the cold. She caught it before it dropped, the ball dropped, like before it dropped, and she got flavor back.
Wow, that's awesome.
Stella, you're getting your groove back.
Pardon me?
I said you're getting your groove back.
Girl, some real good stuff. Wow, what's your favorite color?
Uh-huh.
Pardon me?
What's your favorite color?
I'm sorry, it's so hard to hear. I'm calling from Canada here, and the line's not really good.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, my favorite color?
Uh-huh.
Gosh, that would have to be either, like, purple or burgundy, something along those lines.
Deep and rich, like a Scorpio. Mm. What feelings are you having? What, if you could give me one descriptive feeling, what do you feel? One feeling. One good feeling.
With regards to what, my career or?
Oh, just anything. Right quick. What feeling do you feel right now? Just an adjective.
Oh, right now? Kind of in awe that the things you said to me are just like so right on to what my feelings are and the way things have been going in my life.
In awe?
Yeah, in awe and a happy, awful, I don't mean awful that sense, awful good way, and kind of upbeat and positive.
Well, that's fantastic. That in awe means everything is in your favor. And in awe is like things are so good and so great that there's no words to describe it. So you're just putting it all out there.
I'm feeling good now.
And
yeah,
you just
I'm
keep that
hopeful.
Up. Just keep on up. Keep up placing it out there because what you feel, think, see, hear, and do is doubly entity going to come back to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, thank very you. Nice. Yes, very nice. Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, thank you. And bless you both. And you have a wonderful
thank
night.
Thank you, too.
Love your show.
Okay, love you guys. Very good energy. She's ending one thing and to begin a new thing.
Right. And three also represents the spirit in her, spirituality, and the Trinity money, and it means a lot of good things coming her way. That was good. I love round robins.
Mm-hmm.
So the call-in numbers again are 877-876 5227. Oh, we're out of time, Margot. It's 8:56. You want to close?
Yeah. You know, I like to close in a quiet little prayer that everyone just to follow their heart and to really strengthen yourself and look inward and what purpose you have. And maybe you won't get the answer right away, but to just to trust to bring calmness into your body, mind, and soul.
And stay in the moment.
Yes, yes.
And always remember that the knowing creator is in control, driving, and let us be the passengers. Thank you so much. Thank you. I love you, girl. I love you, Miss Margot.
I love you, too. I hold my sister.
TheBoneReader.com. You're listening to Bright Lights Pathfinders, The Kathy Cook Show with Miss Margot. And we're over and out, Margot.